The expanded child tax credit lifted 3.7 million kids out of poverty in the U.S., including many in Washington. The tax credit expired last year, but has led to a call to reinstate it to help families pay for basic needs. When the program lapsed, child poverty increased by more than 40%. Megan Peary, a parent ambassador with Head Start in Eastern Washington, has four children adopted from foster care. She bought a house just before the pandemic, was then laid off, and due to an administrative mix-up, didn't get unemployment for 3 months. Peary says the tax credit saved her.
Without that child tax credit, we probably would be homeless. We probably would have lost our house. I can't even think about that. But what I can think about is the fact that as a community advocate and as someone invested in our families, we have to continue to do things like this and make sure they happen.
The expanded child tax credit provided monthly payments of $300 to $360 per child to families, depending on the child's age. According to a recent survey, food insecurity for families in Washington state has increased nearly 58% from last year when the tax credit was in place. Opponents in Congress say the program contributed to inflation. Indeed, the rising cost of goods because of inflation is hitting families hard. But Peary says reinstating the expanded child tax credit now is crucial to ensure more families can get by.
Food benefits have not increased. A pair of shoes is twice as much. How will families make it?
Peary is convinced the program would benefit future generations.
It's really something that's an investment into our communities and into our kids. It's not a handout. It's something that says, here, we recognize that our country is in this state, that we need to help those that are going to build our country back.
For Washington News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.